streets. We won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Ayy, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. Inspire, we gotta take it higher. You a royalty, king and queen, call you sire. Nabu the ruler, yeah, I'm talking about an empress. Empower the world through her talent and gifts. Sharing great lectures, skits and clips. Plenty interviews, this is an experience. Real conversations, you gotta come see. This is what you need, come and find us in these streets. Ayy, in these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Ayy, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. In these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, wanna see you elevate. Let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're in tune with Nabu the Ruler, where we rule with what? Greatness in the streets. So today, we're going to talk about having a millionaire mindset, right? There are so many people who desire to be rich and famous, who desire to have houses, cars, land, who desire to have, you know, this to go leaps and bounds, right? And when I say that, I mean and as far as finances go. But the thing about it, what I want to talk to you about having a millionaire mindset is to think about having, what am I going to do, right? Like, plan it out. Millionaires are they're planners, right? And before you become a millionaire, or even thinking about a millionaire, you have to change your mind. There are so many people who are stuck on with the poor mentality. Okay. Me personally, I have a sibling that I'm like, oh, we should do this and we can do that and we can do that. And my sibling, somebody close to me, my sibling will be like, hey, I can't do that. I don't have no money for that. I don't have no money for this. I don't have no money for them. I can't do this. I don't know how to do that. To me, that is a poor mentality, right? That mentality is not going to take you anywhere. First of all, God said we are created in his image and in his likeness, right? So if I'm created in his image and his likeness, that means anything he can do, I can do. Anything he did, I can do. Anything, you know, he put his energy in or made or created, I am also a creative being, right? So the first step to having a millionaire mindset is to change the words that are coming out of your mouth, right? Huh? Now talk to me. So when I say change the words that are coming out of your mouth, if I am a creative being, which I am a creative goddess, right? God, we're gods and goddesses, right? If I'm a creative being, and there's no if, I am, right? I am. Do you get it? I am that I am. I am a creative being. Therefore, I need to change what's coming out of my mouth. Because every time you tell something, you say, I can't, then you cannot, right? When you say, I don't know how, then you put a block, because your words have just created a blockage in your mind, because our words have power and they manifest, right? So if I'm saying I cannot, that means I've already defeated my own self. Come on now, right? So what the first thing to becoming a millionaire is change the words that you project out of your mouth. Change what you're saying. Make it positive. Make positivity permeate from your mouth. Okay? So my husband called me today and he said, you know what our son said? Your son said, I said, what? He said, Mama is about to become a millionaire. She has a millionaire mindset. Why do my 10-year-old son know that I have a millionaire's mindset? He says she is going to become a millionaire. She's on way, she is on her way. Now, that's a 10-year-old, right? 10-year-old child speaking this. He's not only seeing the work ethic that I have, the goals that I have, but the words that comes out of my mouth, he is touching and agreeing with what I'm saying. And then on the other side of that, he's manifesting my mother is about to be a millionaire. So the first step to become a millionaire is to change the words that you're saying. Okay, so this is a prime example. You know how you're in a relationship with somebody or you have your kids. Oh, you're saying to yourself, "Ooh, these kids is getting on my nerves. Oh, my husband gets on my nerves. Oh, she make me sick. He makes me sick." You know what happens when you do that? As soon as you say it, that person starts to get on your nerves. They start to because you've created that. So it has to manifest. Everything, all the words that we come, that we use, that we speak into existence, words cast spells. So you're casting a spell. The words that you say out your mouth is casting a spell. So it has to manifest, right? Because you are a god or a goddess. And so you create your world. Just like God created his world and the worlds were formed. There were heaven and earth and light and all this. Let there be light. He created that with his words, right? If God just sat there and was quiet, nothing would have happened. Well, nothing would have manifested, right? But he said, let there be light, right? So, first of all, I hear so many people talking negatively. They talk, "Oh, I wish I could. I'm too old to do this. To follow my dreams. I'm too old to quit my job. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think this is going to happen. I'm too old to be taking control over my life." I'm teaching you how to rule with greatness. The first step to ruling with greatness and to become a ruler over your life and to start the millionaire mindset is to change the words that are coming out your mouth, right? So even if you don't see it, right, you can say it continuously, say it, because it's going to happen if you start to speak something different out your mouth. So that's step one. Step two is to be having the millionaire mindset is to change your mind. You know, you all have these goals. We all have these goals that we want to reach, right? But the problem is we don't have the stick to itness. We're not sticking to our goals. We're wishy-washy. For one day we're, "Oh, I'm gonna be a millionaire," and "Oh, I'm gonna be wealthy," or "I'm gonna be spiritually wealthy," or "spiritually healthy," or "financially healthy." But what happens, we teeter-totter. We're on a line. We're on both sides of the fence. So one day we feel good and we go, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to reach my goals. I'm going to this, I'm going to that." And then the next day we are feeling sad or depressed or whatever. And so we speak negatively out of our mouth, and then we don't focus on changing our minds. So even when I'm feeling downtrodden or crestfallen, or I feel, you know, I'm just in the slumps one day, I still, what I manifest is I speak life into my situation. I speak, you know, I speak positivity out of my mouth. And then I started to think on positive things, things that make me laugh, things that make me happy, things that
you know, I see, okay, I want to do this. I want a car dealership, right? I want to become wealthy. I want my children to be wealthy and healthy. And when I say wealth, and I'm saying the millionaire mindset, millionaire, I'm not just referring to financially. I'm talking about healthy. My health is on a millionaire status. My wealth is on a millionaire status. My finances is on a millionaire status. My emotions are on a millionaire status. My spirituality is on a millionaire status. Millionaire to me is just being the best that I can be, right? A millionaire, you know? So that's the second step. First step is what? First step is changing what's coming out your mouth. And the second step is changing the way you think, how you look at things. So there are so many times we look at things in a negative light. We feed ourselves Facebook. We feed ourselves Instagram. All the negativity that pops up on Instagram and this and that and the families and COVID-19 and this and that and that. And we get so inundated with negativity. So millionaires, you know, you think a millionaire is sitting around thinking, oh, how I'm going to pay this bill? I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know what this and that. No, they're just moving and shaking, right? So you have to change your mindset, the way you look at and perceive things. I have a tendency to perceive things, you know, they always like, you know, the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. I'm going to always say the glass is full because I have endless opportunities to change what I see. Endless opportunities. You have endless opportunities as a creator, a ruler, to take control of your life, take control of what you see, take control of what you say, and take control of what you think. That is a way to become a millionaire and have a millionaire mindset, right? So the other thing, this is something that I really recently discovered. I discovered that, you know, there are so many of us who go after have life insurance, right? Or don't have life insurance. We go after the term life policies, right? But did you know that if you get a whole life policy, there's something that's called the infinite banking system. If you get a whole life policy and paid high premiums into your policy, did you know that you can borrow off of your policy and be in control of your house, cars, land? You don't have to utilize the bank. You could just utilize your whole life policy and you pay your premiums into your policy. It's called infinite banking, the infinite banking system. And basically you can be a millionaire and still get, if you pass, have millions of dollars to your beneficiaries. But all of this time, we have been taught to take on term life policies. When, if you do the research, Walt Disney funded Disneyland with his whole life policy. There are so many examples, but we don't know this stuff because nobody is either sharing this information with us or we're not doing the research. So that to me was monumental in my life, because it showed me how to become a millionaire, right? There are so many things that we don't know. And what I am understanding is, like, what we've been doing has not been working. Because generations to generations to generations, your family has been working and going into work every day to jobs that we don't like. jobs who don't appreciate us, jobs who don't treat us fairly, jobs who are racist, jobs who are who basically treat you like crap and don't recognize the value that you bring to the table, right? And we go to these jobs. We're paying all of this interest on our property, our houses, and all the things that we acquire, houses, cars, all of these things. We are taking all of these loans out. And at the end of the loan, we have given the bank so much money, or the financial institution so much money, and we have not given ourselves anything but maybe a house or a car at the end of it. But you've paid thousands and thousands of dollars in interest. A way to escape that is to become your own banking system through a whole life policy, right? And I was so surprised, and I was just excited to discover this information that you can get a whole life policy. This is what Warren Buffett did. This is what Walt Disney did. These are the things that they did. And I'm just learning at my age. I'm just learning about figuring this out. And so I want to encourage you to leave a legacy for your children. Pass down not the things that your parents taught you about finances, because a lot of us didn't even know how to balance a checkbook. A lot of us write checks and then we got to go catch the check. You write the check, then let me catch the check before it hit the bank so I won't get that NSF fee, right? But if you are in control and ruling with greatness, check out. Listen, if you don't do anything else, check out having a whole life policy. Whole life policies gives you dividends. You can borrow off of that whole life policy and then you can pay the money back. But you won't go down to a zero balance and have to start over again. Like if you had $30,000 in the bank, right? In savings, you saved up to purchase this car. You take the money, you got a car, you go buy a car. Now your account is back down to zero. With a whole life insurance policy, it doesn't work like that. When you borrow off of your life insurance policy, it still continues to make money. And you can still utilize those dividends. So don't take my word for it. You know, don't take my word for it. I want you to research it yourself. Okay. But there are so many people, like, we've been doing it all wrong. And the millionaire, this is what the millionaires do. Did you know that the bank does not put their money into they have little stocks and all that, but they put billions of dollars into insurance? Yes, the whole life policies. And you know why? Because they're going to continuously making millions and billions off of the policies. Now you need to contact your local broker or whoever so you can utilize it and take advantage of this opportunity. I mean, this information, but do your research for it first. You can reach out to Wealth Nations. They do basically the infinite banking system. You can look up, I think his name is Nelson Nash. It's called Becoming Your Own Banker. So these are some of the books that I want you guys to read. Becoming Your Own Banker. Contagious. There are so many books that we need to open up instead of just if we studied and spent as much time as we did on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, all these different outlets or social media. If we put that, just think if you put that effort into research to enhance your life. Do you know how rich and wealthy you would be? Millionaires make moves. right? Millionaires put in work. But the thing about it is, millionaires don't work as hard as we do. Like when you're going to work and you're working 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, millionaires are not working 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours and to make that money. No, they work their mind. You know, you ever heard of the book, The 4-Hour Work Week? You know, those are some, these are some of the things that you have to understand. Like your parents have did it and they worked 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 and they worked. And they broke their back. They didn't have time for their kids. They were always gone. And guess what? At the end of that, oh, you can retire at 60 or 70 years old. And then you're so old, you can't, you too old to sit around and enjoy your life. Because you close to retiring. I mean, being extinct. Not extinct, but you close to retire, right? So what sense do that make? Like, I would love the opportunity. I love being able to be home with my children and travel with my children, my tribe. And think about that. Really. So if your parents was doing it and they didn't have time for the kids and I'm working and I'm trying to take care of this and I'm trying to take care of that and this and that. And if you're a single mother, make sure. And if you're sickly and you can't get whole life policies, then just take all the policies out on your children because they can get whole life policies and you can do the same thing and you can borrow off of those life insurance policies. But if your parents did it and things, and when I say did it, I'm saying if their parents did life, and they still ended up with a huge mortgage, hardly spending time with their children, no money in the bank, living check to check, then something is wrong. This is not how you're supposed to live. Now, can I get an amen? This is not how you're supposed to live. If millionaires are living, if Walt Disney did it, why can't you do it? If Warren Buffett did it, why can't you do it? There's something wrong with the system. They are teaching us wrong. You are teaching your children wrong. You're teaching the American dream, and you can go and if you work hard and you pull your bootstraps up, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, which is a bunch of bull. But if you need to start teaching your kids something else, teaching them about the banking system, teach your infinite banking, becoming your own banker, teach your kids about buying when they buy their first house instead of buying the American dream, which is a bunch of BS. Teach them to buy a duplex so they can have money. They can have money coming in, right? They can live upstairs and have a tenant downstairs, or vice versa. This is millionaire mindset stuff. Teach your children. You know, and you as a parent need to put if you have great credit cards, sit your children on your credit card. So when they become 18, they have a long credit history. These are millionaire mindsets. These are steps to becoming a millionaire. Do you know if you have a whole life policy in your child's name and gave them good credit, helped them to build their credit by the time they're 18, they will be a millionaire. Think about it. If you made a penny a day, not a penny a day, you made a penny for 30 days, you made a penny on the first day. The second day, you double that. The second day, you double. If you continuously double that by the end of the month, you should have $1 million. I think it's 1 million. I do the math. You do the math. But these are million strategies to becoming a millionaire and having a millionaire mindset. Stop teaching your children what your mother and father taught you, because guess what? They were wrong. Yeah, I said it. Your mama was wrong. Your daddy was wrong. So, because guess what? Look at the position that you're in. Think about, you are
in your 50s, right? Or 30s or 40s. You hate your job, but you got to go there because I got to provide. 50, 60, you still working because you have to provide. Something is wrong. So then I'm the type of person that has to understand. I fully comprehend, like, something is wrong. Like, hey, this doesn't make sense. Why is this that? And that is this. Why did my father die with barely able to pay for his medication when he worked so hard his whole life and he lived for God and he did this and he did that? Tell me, because because my father was misinformed. My father, nobody taught him how to really control and do his finances. Nobody taught him to get a whole life policy, right? And so many of us are dying and we don't have life insurance. And then what we do is we get older in age and we get this $5,000 to $10,000 life insurance and think that it's supposed to bury you properly. But you got to understand, life insurance to me is not for my burial. Life insurance is for me to live off of currently and leave a legacy of wealth for my children so they don't have to do the things that I have had to do. That's what a millionaire mindset. Millionaires think differently. They're not brainwashed into thinking what we have been taught for years and years and years and years. And here it is. You don't basically have anything. I know so many people are renting, like giving web money away. Why don't you get your credit together so you can become a millionaire? Me, and when I say millionaire, I'm talking about freedom. Freedom. Like, a lot of y'all have spiritual freedom. Oh my gosh. Great. That's awesome. I'm excited for you on that. But your natural is jiggity jacked up. Your natural, you can't. You're living check to check. You're natural. You don't have a pot to pee in. You're natural. You look great and amazing when you step out of your house, but you don't have the finances. You don't have, if your job shuts down, then you're in a world of trouble. You have to be strategic. Millionaires are strategic. Millionaire, having a millionaire mindset means that you think outside the box. I don't think, you know, my pastor calls me a rebel because I don't follow the trends. I don't do what everybody else is doing. I'm trying to figure out, like, how can I be really free? How can I be, what is it going to take for me to comprehend, to learn, to figure out what the millionaires are doing? And that's my goal, to help you rule with greatness, to help you change your life, to help you enhance your life. Because guess what? Nobody else is going to change it for us. So we have to be have some tenacity. Have some tenacity. We have to be resilient in looking for the change, discovering the change. And I'm not just saying, hey, just jump off a cliff and just do it. No, I'm saying do your research, because the rich they keep getting richer. Now, listen here. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some tidbits. Now, this is for educational purposes. I'm not a lawyer or accountant or whatever, all that other stuff. But listen, you need to invest, get you some cryptocurrency. You can get it off the Cash App. You can buy Bitcoin on Cash App. Get you some cryptocurrency, get you some books, get you some silver, get you a whole life policy, because it's going to change your life.
right? You can become the banker. You can change your life. Change the words that are coming out of your mouth. Becoming a millionaire, having a millionaire mindset, is watching what I say, changing what I see, and how I think, how I'm perceiving to things, right? This quote is priceless for me. I continuously say it because it makes so much sense. The past is history. The future is mystery. The present is a gift. The today is a gift. Today is a present. We're in the present time. Right now, when you're listening to this podcast, it's going to be the present. This is a gift. You have awakened from your slumber. That means when your eyes open, you have another day to change the trajectory of your life. So I want to encourage you to be a person that thinks outside of the box. And if you don't know, don't say, I don't know. I don't know how. I don't say that. Go help find somebody, find a mentor, and to help you change your life, to help you be better, to help you move in the right direction so you can rule with greatness. Now, I really hope you enjoyed the music in the background. I hope you enjoyed what I shared with you today. I will be back on next Thursday, and I want you to know that you are a god, you are a goddess, and you can rule with greatness. Now, you've been in tune with Nabu the Ruler, where we rule with what? Greatness in these streets. Bye now.